TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hugh. For cellist Stephen Sharp Nelson, music is connection. It is storytelling. It is a language for gratitude. In his 2020 archive talk from TEDx Salt Lake City, he shares how music gave him a way to both celebrate and grieve a loved one. And stick around because he plays for us, too, after a break. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Capital One Bank. With no fees or minimums, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than deciding to listen to another episode of your favorite podcast. And with no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme, as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. To put it simply, Odoo is built to save. Odoo saves time, Odoo saves money, but most importantly, Odoo saves businesses. That's right. Odoo's superhero software rescues companies from the perils of disconnected platforms, and Odoo's utility belt of user-friendly applications puts the power of total business management in the palm of your hand. Learn more at odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, saving the world one business at a time.
Hey there, I'm Rachel Fultman, and I host a podcast from Popular Science called The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. Every other week, I circle up with guests like Bill Nye, Josh Gondelman, Mary Roach, and many more to prove that the lofty and noble pursuit of science can also be profoundly weird. Ever heard about the time a bunch of doctors tried to turn George Washington into a zombie? Ever wondered what the people who climbed Mount Everest do with all their poop? From flying Ford Pintos to the world's most illegal cheese, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week is the ultimate source for all things interesting, informative, and, most importantly, frickin' weird. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Come on over whenever you're ready to get weird.
So many people in our lives make our life purpose possible and necessary. I'd like to take you on a musical journey that connects you with one of those people. Someone you love dearly. Someone you wanted to have a little more time to love. Someone you wish was still with you. My mom. I was happy when I was with my mom. She's one of the greatest lyrical sopranos that's ever lived, ineffably gifted with the voice of an angel. She could have had center stage anywhere, anywhere in the world, but she gave that up to be my mom. She gave me this stage with you today. She's been by my side when I've been particularly nervous for a big performance touring the world with the Piano Guys, or when I've been off the stage and struggling and at the mercy of anxiety and depression. Or when I felt like I'm under the thumb of this perniciously pervasive demon known as inadequacy that so many of us are fighting. She's gently nudged me forward right at the moment when I felt like giving up. So I'm a musician today not only because of what she gave up for me, but also because of what she continues to give me. And that support is profound and especially powerful. Why? Because it comes from a place about which we know very little. My mother fell to the floor of our home suddenly in this really scary seizure. Such an intense moment. My dad rushed her to the ER. Brain tumor. Big one. Doctors didn't know how long we'd have with her. One, two, maybe 3 years before we'd lose her. But due to her strength and a series of indescribable miracles, She defied that prognosis and fought that brain tumor for 18 years. Thank you. She fought that brain tumor for 18 years, but think about it. Some of those years were really rough, as you can imagine. But we learned to be grateful for every day. Now, when her final curtain call came, I couldn't applaud because I wasn't ready for it to end. So after she passed away, I spent some time being angry, bitter, resentful, confused at these years that were stolen from me, at the chance I never had to know the soprano in this beautiful woman, to hear her sing in full voice without pain, to perform with her. Oh, I would have loved that. Just me playing the cello right next to her, just looking up at her beautiful face singing. Oh, I would have loved that chance. I never got that chance. So I struggled with this. I really did. But then I discovered something. Something that has compelled me to be on this stage talking with you today. Isn't it true that our life's most sublime melodies tend to be written during the dark symphonies of our struggle? And in this dark symphony, I found a healing for Mata. The very thing that had wounded me was the same thing that healed me. The power of music. You see, since then I've spent some very special time with my mom. Through music, I've discovered that the people we've lost aren't lost at all. And the holes their absence leaves inside us are not meant to be filled by someone or something else. Instead, they are intentional, mindful places meant for us to go, to take refuge, to reconnect and to reunite with our loved ones, to find them there, still interested, still invested, and somehow still involved in the details of our lives. That is where I found my mom. Now, I can't prove this to you with science. There's no chance. And spirituality helped me take the first step. But ultimately, you just have to go there yourself in your own way. And music, the power of music can act as a guide for you on this incredible, important journey. If you're willing, I'd like to go there together right now. And I want to show this to you because I want you, if you need to use this later on, when you're on your own in a quiet place and you've got a song that's personal to you, I want to show you how this can work. I'd like you to close your eyes, if you would, please. Choose a loved one you want to connect with. It could be someone you've already been thinking about as I've been talking. I want you to picture a favorite place, a relaxing place. It could be a place that you both adored together. Now picture your loved one sitting or standing across from you. Make this as detailed as you can. It's important. What are they wearing? What is their posture, their expression? Is it a smile? Is it a look of concern? Or is hope written in their eyes? I want you to hold this image in your mind. And you could do so continually with your eyes closed, or you can open them. It's up to you. But I want you to live in this place while I play for you one piece of music. It's a piece I've never performed in public. Why? Because I've feared that I wouldn't do it justice. It's my mom's favorite. And as I play, I want you to have a conversation with this beautiful person across from you. I want you to hold their hand, share a long hug, ask for forgiveness, or finally give of it freely if you need to. Ask for help with something you're struggling with. At the very least, express gratitude for how they've made you possible and necessary. Express love. My mother is a soprano with the voice of an angel. And that voice for me is still sweet and rings with a resounding relevance. And as I play, I hope you can hear the voice of your own angel and let music find someone you've lost.